إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. I welcome all of you. We continue reading from Al-Mulakhas Al-Fiqhi of our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Al-Doktor Al-Walid Salih Al-Fawzan bin Fawzan Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala wa mitta'ahu bis-sahha wal-afiyah wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayhi wa lil-muslimina wal-muslimat ameen. Ma zilna fi babi bayani al-riba wa hukmihi. We're still in the chapter of riba. Just to mention, the last point we mentioned is the Sheikh was talking about explaining the riba, the two types of riba. Who remember what are the two types of riba? Naam, Hussein. Riba nasi'a, naam. Huh? وربا الفضل نعم. We have two, ربا النسيئة نعم and ربا الفضل. النسيئة is when they delay, you know, they delay the payment with extra interests. And ربا الفضل is the excess as related to and the Shaykh mentioned him in the light of the hadith of Ubad ibn Samit radiallahu anhu. And the Prophet he says, when exchanging certain things, like six things mentioned in the hadith, gold for gold, silver for silver, barley for barley, and wheat for wheat, and date for date, salt for salt, they have to be mithl and bimithl, sawa'an bisawa, yadan biyad. Now I'm Hussein, they have to be what? If someone wants to, this is two people, they engage in a transaction. This person has some gold, this person has some gold, and they want to exchange gold. In a way of, one is going to buy from the other his gold, and the other one is going to buy from the other his gold. Anyway, what they do, exchange. Can it be done or not, first of all?
Yes.
Can it be done? Yes, can be done. Why? Because of this hadith. But can it be done anyway?
No.
No. Hassan?
No. It has to be done.
No. That's the right answer. It can't just be done anyway. It has to be done a certain way, the proper way. Like what? What the hadith mentioned? Gold is always only for gold? No. You can exchange gold for something else too. But it just there is certain conditions. Huh? Mithl and mithl, Sawa and bisawa, yad and biyad. No. That's the terms we have to remember. In English?
It's like for it's like. Same way.
Ahsan, like. First of all, it's like for it's like in its category, okay? What else?
Hand to hand.
The hand and?
Weight.
The weight has.
Ahsan.
What is this? So this is another term that we. An English term. Fil illah. You remember this? Junction or something?
Is it the type and the cause of judgment?
Ahsan, the cause of judgment. So they have to share, if they share the same type, if they are in the same type, they have to be same weight, and the transaction has to be concluded in the same sitting. Meaning, you bring your gold and I bring mine. Alright? It's not like I'm bringing mine, you tell me tomorrow I'll bring you mine. La. It has to be in the same sitting. Same thing for dates. And the weight has to be the same. And the Shaykh says, even if you may have a better gold than mine, you have gold that is more valuable than mine, doesn't matter. If he wants to do that, the exchange, gold for gold, then the weight has to be the same. Shaykh ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, of course, now you take in consideration somebody who has a gold that is more valuable than the other, what he's going to feel like, subhanAllah, my gold is better than you, why am I going to do 10 ounces for 10 ounces? Usually, it should be the other way around, maybe 10 ounces for 15. Okay, same way for dates. All right, same way for dates. This person has a high quality date. All right, the other in the market, the quality date. That's why they are $20 a pound. The other person have less quality date. Date is all good, by the way. Okay, so it has less quality. That is only like $5 a pound. But if they want to do it, if they want to do the exchange date for date, this person who has a date for $20 a pound, he's not going to tell him, look, I got 10 pounds for 30 of yours, because mine is more valuable. Can't do that. Because we have a hadith of Bilal. Hadith Bilal. Nah. Let me find it here. Nah, yeah. And Abi Sa'id and Bilal radiallahu anhu جاء بتمر برني يعني جيد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أين هذا فقال بلال تمر كان عندنا رديء فبعت منه صاعين بصاع مطعم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So, because of this hadith, there is a Sahih Muslim on the authority of Abi Sa'id radiallahu anhu that the Bilal radiallahu anhu, he brought some good quality date to the Prophet ﷺ, for the Prophet ﷺ to eat. And that date was called Berni. Berni, that's the type. Okay? And it's a good quality. So he came to the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, he said, here is some good quality date. The Prophet ﷺ said, where you get this from? Bilal says, I exchanged it. I had two sa'as of less quality. And for this one sa', you see? It's like, for example, he says, I had 2 kilos, 2 kgs, you know, kilograms, right? 2 kilograms of a low quality date, and I exchange it for 1 kilogram of a good quality date. To so many people, that's okay, no problem, right? Especially in the example I gave. Huh? Who's making up good? No, so, but the Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, oh, عين الربا, لا تفعل. لكن إذا أردت أن تشتري التمر فبيعه ببيع آخر ثم اشتري به. Prophet ﷺ says, no, that's riba. That's riba. The transaction now, the way he concluded the transaction, it's riba. And he said, and he told him what the right things to do. He said to him, if he wants to buy dates, sell yours first. And whatever money you made, buy whatever you can. You see? Buy whatever you can from the money, from the transaction. That's why Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahu ta'ala, he says, لا يجوز بيع ذهب, for example, عيار 18 مترا, مثقالين بمثقال ونصف ذهب عيار 24. For this reason, for this hadith, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahu ta'ala, he says it's not permissible for someone who, for example, have 24-carat gold and he wants to conclude the transaction with another person who has 18-carat gold. And you may want to know, what's better, the 24 or 18? The 24. The 18 is like 78% gold. The 14 is like 45 or 35. Yeah, I checked it on the internet. That's what they gave me. So no doubt that the 24 carat gold is better in value than the 18. If someone wants to say, why this person who has 24 want to exchange for 18? You never know the market. Maybe when he's at, people, they are not buying 24 carat gold. They're looking for the 18. For whatever reason, right or wrong? So now he wants to do that transaction. So he cannot, just because his gold is better in value, he cannot tell the person, look, I gave you 1 kilo and half for 2 kilos of yours. Now, why not? Because they have to be what?
Same weight.
Why they have to be in the same weight? Because of the hadith. And because ahsan, same type. They are in the same type, then these rules apply on them. That's why Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, إِذَا لَمْ يَرْضَ صَاحِبْ أَعْلَى قِيمَ لَهُ أَنْ يَبِيعَ مَا عِنْدَهُ ثُمَّ يَشْتَرِ مَا يَحْتَاجُهُ مِنَا مِنَا الْأَدْنَى قِيمَ. That's why Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he explained the hadith, and he says that if someone wants to sell in these any of these six types mentioned in this hadith, whether in the same category, like or same type, gold for gold, silver, for example, have to be the same way. And then the Shaykh says, but now if somebody say, look, well, why should I give him the same weight? My product is better in value. He said, okay, well, you got another choice. Sell yours. Sell it for money and then buy whatever you can. Amen. But if they want to do it this way, then they have to adhere to the hadith. Is it clear? That was just a summary of what we went through. Wallahu a'lam. Closer, similar to what we talked about a lot of things last. Now, ثم قال الشيخ ثم لنعلم أنه لا يجوز بيع مكيل بجنسه إلا كيلا ولا موزون بجنسه إلا وزنا لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم الذهب بالذهب وزنا بوزن والفضة بالفضة وزنا بوزن والبر بالبر كيلا بكيل والشعير بالشعير كيلا بكيل أخرجه مسلم من حديث أبي سعيد. قال ولأن ما خولف فيه معيار الشرعي لا يتحقق فيه التساوي فلا يجوز بيع مكيل بجنسه جزافا ولا بيع موزون بجنسه جزافا لعدم العلم بالتساوي والجهل بالتساوي كالعلم بالتفاضل. Then the Shaykh said, let it be known to you that it is viewed impermissible to sell an item which could be weighed for another of the same type except with equal weight. Okay? Except with equal weight. Gold for gold, 2 pounds for 2 pounds. Silver for silver, 10 pounds, for example, for 10 pounds. Besides, it is impermissible to sell a measurable item for another of the same type except with equal measure as well. Like the sa', okay? Like the, for example, because the dhahab, fidda, and the like, they are weight, okay, the weights. But when you look at the grains, they don't weigh them. They go with the sa' and the wasaq and the like, okay? And this is due to the hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ said, gold is to be paid for gold with equal weight, and silver is to be paid for silver with equal weight, and wheat is to be paid for wheat with equal measure, right? And barley is to be paid for barley in the same way. Alright, so somebody wanna sell, he has a barley from his area, and maybe the area, the barley is good and famous, and people talk about it, they want it, okay? But then he wants now to exchange it for another barley from another area that people don't know where it is. But it's still barley. But he's not going to tell him, look, oh, here is a 100 sa' from mine for 200 of yours, because yours, nobody know it. Can't do that. Okay, so you have to be the same measurements, or major. Qala Shaykh, so besides, since items will not be equal when their legal criterion, which is major here or weight, is different, it is impermissible to sell an item that can be weighed or measured with a random weight, or major for another of the same type. Now somebody say, well, listen, man, in this bag, I think I have 40 pounds. And I will give me yours. But him, he know it is 40 pounds. This guy, he goes, look, I got 40 pounds of these deeds. Then the other says, look, why that bag? This May bag, look, man, it's heavy. He looks like it's 40 pounds. Can they do transaction? No. They can't. Why?
Because
one of them, he's just guessing. He don't know. You see? And you remember the example we gave you of the woman, she wants to, she went to the jeweler. Remember the example? A woman went to the jeweler, the guy who sell gold and silver. And she has some gold from her grandmother. All right? So she went there and she's like, she stepped to the store and she said to the jeweler, does the jeweler, we can say that?
Jeweler, yeah.
Jeweler, the man who sell jewelry. She said, listen, how much this cost? I want to know how much it will cost. He looked, he said, hey, this is $3,500. She's like, oh, okay. All right, give me the value of $3,500 from new gold. See, that's her gold. She's not stealing it from her grandmother. Okay, and that would be another case, right or wrong? Because sometimes some teenagers, they in drugs or whatever the case, they go and steal their mother's gold and their grandmother's. And if those people, they live in a Muslim country where people fear Allah. You know, if I'm a jeweler, and a 16-year-old, a 17, come to me with some gold, man, I'm like, hey, wait a minute, where you get this from? And who's your parents, man? I'm not going to do no business with you. But here, they don't care. I don't care. He's like, oh, yeah, this gold, nobody going to buy it. Well, it's not even a true gold, they lie. Because they know that 16 or 17-year-old, he really wants $10. That's all he cares. That's all in his mind. His 10 dies to go get some, you know what it is, okay? Huh?
McDonald's.
Some McDonald's? Yeah, right.
It's true for me.
Okay, whatever. He just wants what's in his mind to get whatever. So that thing is $10. Of course he wants more, but if that person, he wants more for that and some McDonald's, you see? So now, but if that person give him the minimum, he don't care because he know the value. You see? No, but this woman, she know that's hers. Her grandmother gave it to her. Now what happened? So he's like, yeah, okay, here it is. She took the gold. She went to her husband. Her husband, mashallah, he's like, oh, wow, subhanAllah, you got more gold for that little thing? Wow. Then maybe a couple months later, he was talking to Abdul Majid. Yeah, Abdul Majid. Or Abdul Rahman, friend, good friend. He's like, what did your wife do? Tell me the transaction. Then the brother says, you know what, that's not valid. That transaction that your family concluded is not valid. Why is not valid? Who can explain? She stole the gold. B, she stole it again. 3, huh?
C.
No, B. Because I didn't give a new one. Anyway, who knows? Why? Why the transaction? Naam Abu Abdullah.
Because she did not exchange it as far as how much.
She exchanged it. She came. She has gold and she took gold.
They did not weigh the same.
How you know? You were there? Huh? How you know?
Were you there?
Me?
How did you know?
Did she exchange it based on that? Did she exchange it based on the value instead of the weight?
And what that mean to you?
Well,
you went the other way around, but you didn't get in yet. Now you're right in front of the door. But I'm inside. You're going to come see me inside. Now.
Now, she gave hers when she had 3,500 worth, but she wanted new gold, so it's going to be less. So she got less for what she gave.
She should have sold it for money.
No.
Now when we talk about value, you say if her hair is costing her like 35,000.
3,500.
So she got the value, but it's not sawa.
No, she didn't get no value. She didn't get the money. This man didn't give her no money. He just tell her, look, your gold, the value of gold, if you want money, that's 3,500. So she agreed. She's like, okay, but she didn't get the money. She said, okay, well, for that 3,500, just give me the value of it in gold. No.
That's a lot. You know, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
I'm saying that's money.
She should have taken the cash and then bought.
No. I'm not saying the question is not what would she do. She should do. We're talking about why the transaction is not valid. That's a good answer for the other question. Yes.
It's like Ismail said. I mean, she didn't do work for work, so that's the way proper.
Ismail didn't say that. That's what Ismail said.
He said she did the value, not the weight.
Well, that's different what you just said. And he was asking a question. He wasn't making a statement.
But I was asking a question.
That was a rhetoric question.
I'm a quit right now.
Ah, that's it. Yes, Amir.
6 items cannot be exchanged for item to item. Gold is one of them.
They cannot be exchanged. That's what you just said. I'm just saying what you said. You said 6 items cannot be exchanged.
Cannot be exchanged item to item, like gold to gold, silver to
cannot. No, that's not what the hadith says. Yes, they can be exchanged. Yes, now. Oh, okay, we turn over here.
They did gold for gold, but they didn't follow the hadith.
Oh, yes, they didn't follow the hadith. Explain to me. You're in front of the door too.
what he should have done was just like the hadith said, to sell him the gold, then he can use.
That's different. Yeah,
according to the hadith.
All of you are right, but not very right.
She should get the weight of the gold and sell it and then.
No, I'm not saying what she should do right.
Oh, okay.
You're deliberating in there? Very good. Now, go ahead. لا هي في نفس الوقت هي موجودة يا شيخ. ها؟
الأول بكم الذهب؟
لا ما راحت إحنا قلنا راحت يا شيخ فين راحت؟ يلا فين راحت؟ أجيب. الله أكبر. أسأل. Can I translate for them? The brother says why it's not valid because it was not done in the same time. I said where you get that from? He said because when she gave him the gold she went somewhere. But we didn't say that. No. This lady, she didn't leave the store. She didn't leave the store. She's right there.
You don't know the weight of the gold that he gave her.
Ahsant. Right. Abdul Majid got it. Because she don't know. We don't know the gold, the weight of the gold she's getting. And how important is that?
Important.
How important?
Very important.
Otherwise it won't be valid.
Because, yeah, it won't be valid. Why?
Because of the hadith, it says weight for weight.
Yeah, apply it in this. Nah. Apply it in this incident. Yes.
They didn't know.
You're right.
They didn't know the weight of it. Neither one knew the weight. Like the example you gave. Well, I just did. Neither one of them knew the weight. And
exactly.
The hadith, you have to
so now this guy, for example, for her gold, he even tell her the weight. And he just tell her the value. She was happy with the value. Okay? And then he's going to give her with the same value of her gold, some new gold, okay? New in the market, okay? The but still, she don't know the weight.
The weight is not going to be the same.
I don't know. It could be the same, it could not be, but we go with certainty. Okay? So now what this woman should have done?
Asked how much it was.
She could have done this transaction valid in two ways. Number one. Yes, Muhammad?
She can sell the gold and get the cash first.
Uh-huh. And? Ahsant. That's the right one. You agree with Muhammad? That's it. She will go to the store, say, hey, how much this go? 3,500. Okay. He give her the money. She keep the money. Then she looked at something else. It's like, give me this, give me this, give me how much? 3,700. Okay, she has to give him what?
200.
Or it was 2,900. So she's making what? Oh? 600, mashallah. No, she got the gold and steal some cash. All right? What is the second way to be done? Yes?
She knows what's the weight of her gold and
get equal weight. Ahsan. She knows, she tell him, weigh this for me, for example. He's like, okay, this 17 ounce. All right? She's like, okay, let's exchange it for new gold. He's like, okay, no problem. Okay? And then he gave her 12 ounce of gold, of a new gold. And he told her, look, because this gold, yours, is nobody wants it anymore. Who's going to wear this gold? This gold is old. It's not going to... These the new people, you know, they want new models and, you know. So what she say? All right. So, okay. Because she has to go to this wedding and she has to dress. Because the ladies, they saw her with the same gold for 30 years, you know what I'm saying? Now she just wants a new, fresh gold, okay? New style. Of course, this is between the women, not a mixing, ikhtilaf, wedding, okay? Women, mashallah, her family, just among her family, okay? Al-ayin, it is not permissible. So it has to be equal. She has 17 ounce, he will give her what? 17 hours. Does he have to?
No.
Huh?
No.
Yes. There you go. Yes, right? Yes. So he has to give her that, right? No, he doesn't have to. Why he has to? Explain, Abdul Majid.
It mentions the hadith and it's...
What's hadith?
Wait for wait.
Which hadith? No. You got to give me another hadith because that hadith doesn't say what you just said.
It has to be the same weight.
Hassan, explain. Because he said too, he has to give her 17 ounce of new gold for her 17 ounce of old gold. He said he has to, right?
If he wants to make the transaction valuable, yes.
You see how details change everything? Mm-hmm. This is very important. It's good when you guys get involved, and even if you make a mistake, it's okay? Because these details are very important. So you see now, you see how it is? When you says he has to, but you didn't make a details. With that detail you just add now, that changed the whole thing. But he doesn't have to, does he?
No.
Huh?
No.
Yeah, he can say? No. But he will say to her what? But I can still sell you some gold, huh? If you have some money. That's it. He can say, look, I'm not interested in your gold. She's like, well, I want this gold. He says, it's okay, that's why I'm open here from 7 o'clock in the morning to 6 p.m. I'm open so that people can buy my gold, but I can't do it this way. But unfortunately, these transactions are taking place amongst Muslims who don't know. Who don't know. Aina.
Sometimes they'll give you different readings on the measurements to all the weight on the gold, right? If you go to one place, they may tell you something different. And if you go to another, they may tell you something different.
The value or the weight?
The weight.
Allahu A'lam. The weight is supposed to be the same. The weight is supposed to be the same, unless if people, they cheating in weight or something. Because if you want to weight something, it's going to be the same, right? Or the weight, unless if somebody cheating, the value may be. Of course, you don't want to make money. So you take 1 ounce of gold to this shop, all right? He was like, okay, I give you $25. Another shop, he's like, I give you $31. But the weight's supposed to be the same. Otherwise, they'd be playing and cheating, you know? طيب قال الشيخ ثم إن الصرف هو بيع نقد بنقد سواء اتحد الجنس أو اختلف وسواء كان النقد من الذهب أو الفضة أو من الأوراق النقدية المتعامل بها في هذا الزمان فإنها تأخذ حكم الذهب والفضة لاشتراكها معها في علة الربا وهي الثمنية. Now the sheikh is going to add something else like the money that we have now. What do you call them? The currency. The paper money and the like and coins and stuff. Okay? He says, as for the issue of money exchange now, okay? They call it sarf. As-sarf. That's why if you go, those who made Hajj or Umrah, you'll do this. But you don't have to do it in America because you don't need, it's just the dollar in here, right? You don't need the euro in here. No, but the people who came from other countries and they have their own money, they have to go to exchange office, whatever is a bank or whatever it is, and they have to exchange that money because here you're going to go to Walmart and give them, I don't know what, the Moroccan dirham, all right? Or the Trinidadian dollar, TTC, whatever they call it. They're not going to accept it, right? They just want the dollar. But like that's why I give the example of Umrah and Hajj, because when you go make Umrah and Hajj, and there is a sarraf, you heard that, exchange, they have exchange. So you give them $100, they give you how much?
$375.
Ahsan, they know it, because it doesn't change. Give you 375 riyal. Between 371 and 375, it's always this way. Alright? Now. So that's an exchange, they call it. So that's what we're talking about now. He says, as for the issue of money exchange, whether of the same type or not, and whether money is of gold, silver, or bank notes, which is the money, the currency, which are common these days. Because these days, not many people deal with gold for gold or silver, okay? They just do money, okay? The same ruling applied to the selling of gold and silver is to be applied to it, to these bank notes. Okay? And he said, and this is based on the fact that they share the same property. Okay? The money is in the same property as gold and silver, being of value that can be measured. Because this money, as you know, maybe you know this already, these are just paper. They have no value whatsoever. What give them the value?
The gold exchange.
The gold exchange for it or the silver?
Used to be.
Used to be?
That's how they initially
exchange. Well, what is it now?
That's how it is.
In the United States, it used to be the gold standard, but now it's the trust standard. That's what they call it. I mean, when they exchange it between countries, sort of gold.
What is the other one?
It's trust. Called the trust standard.
If I trust you, you give me your money.
No, because written on the dollar bill, it said that this note is payable for all debts, public and private.
It's an IOU. The paper money here is an IOU. It doesn't have value. Like
IOU?
Countries. Yeah. In other countries, it's backed by gold, is what he's saying. Here, it's a trust. It's like a bond.
What is it?
It's backed by debt.
Yeah, it's backed by debt, yes. It's by debt.
It's complicated.
Well, let's just stay on this page here. Page 40, okay, 41.
I apologize.
No, that's okay. Nice. This one I understand because it's based on how much people they have gold or whatever or silver. That's what makes their currency high or weak, strong or weak, right? Okay, now. So some money they tie to gold while others are tied to silver, why others are tied to Allahu A'lam. Alayin. قال الشيخ إذن فإذا بيع نقد بجنسه كذهب بذهب أو فضة بفضة أو ورق نقد بجنسه كدولار بمثله أو دراهم ورقية سعودية بمثلها وجب حينئذ التساوي في المقدار والتقابل في المجلس. The same thing the sheikh says. Thereupon, if an amount of money is exchanged for another of the same type, such as gold coins for gold coins, silver coins for silver coins, or any category of paper money for another of the same type, like for example, dollar for a dollar, or Saudi paper, the riyal for the like, both exchanged items must be equal in value. Okay, so you don't give him $100 for $50. You know what I'm talking about? You see? So he has to be in the same, they have to be equal. Now. وإن بيع نقد وإن بيع نقد بنقد من غير جنسه كدراهم سعودية ورقية بدولارات أمريكية مثلا وكذهب بفضة وجب حينئذ شيء واحد وهو الحلول والتقابض في المجلس وجاز التفاضل في المقدار. This is besides. However, of course they have to be in equal and they have to be the payment must take place on the spot. Remember that, okay? If they are from the same category, gold for gold, silver for silver, dollar for dollar, dirham for dirham, they have to be equal amount, okay? And they have to be, the payment must be taken in on the spot. Not this person take from him, and then this person say, in 2 weeks I will give you mine. It's coming, it's coming. No. Now the Sheikh says now, however, if an amount of money of one type is exchanged for another of a different type, such, for example, exchanging Saudi paper riyals for US dollars. All right, like when the people go make for Hajj, or Saudis come here to America, for example. Or they, before even they come here, they have some places in their country when they can exchange the Saudi riyal for money, and then they bring the dollar with them from their countries, okay? Or exchanging gold coins for silver coins. Both parties, the buyer and the seller, must be present at the time of the exchange, and payment must take place on the spot. In such a case, it is permissible to exchange one type for more of the other type. Now, in this case, alhamdulillah, that's why you get for 370 riyal or 375 riyal Saudi, you get only 100 what?
US
dollars. And for 100 US dollar, how much you get the pound sterling? You get less. Because the pound sterling from England is stronger than the dollar. The same way the Kuwaiti dinar. The Kuwaiti dinar is stronger than the dollar. So you take $1,000 in there. In Kuwaiti, they may give you 375 dinar, or maybe less. But if you take $1,000 in Egypt, you get like 6,000 or 700 or 7,000 junay. If you take it to Gambia, how much you get?
41,000.
That's a lot of money?
If they add the fee as part of the transaction, does it make it permissible?
All right. Let me ask you a question. If you take $100 Georgia money to Wisconsin, what's the case?
It's all U.S. money.
Ah, so you with me? Huh? All right, good. And then I'll deal with your question later.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I just created a diversion. Okay?
Huh? How can I answer?
Thank you. That's my ways sometimes, you know. You may not understand, but it worked for me. So now if you sell, if you want to exchange money in the same money, all right, then you have to be what?
Same value.
Same value. The same amount, and it has to be on the spot. But if you want to exchange two different currencies, do they have, so what's the condition that have to be met? You have to be on the payment must be made on the spot, and the amount has to be equal.
No.
So it's okay if they are not on the same same value. No. This is good, because sometimes people tell you, oh, you cannot exchange money. Sometimes you, and he has to be yet and be yet too. You know? That's why, subhanAllah, one of the brother students of knowledge, he told us, that's one of the mashayikh, I think, Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, he reminded the people about an action that when you look at it, you think like, it's not no big deal. Because sometimes you're in a store, you're shopping, right? You're in Hajj Umrah, and you're already in a mall, shopping, right? And you run out of Saudi. You already exchanged some hundreds, but you run out. And you're still buying. So now you have like 700 riyal in your pocket, but then you bought a lot of things and it's 1100 riyal. So what do you do now? You give the man the 700 riyal, so you owe him how much? 400. All right? So now he said to him, hey, I don't have Saudi, I have 100 riyal, dollars. He's like, hey, we take the dollars, no problem. Then what you need to do now? Because there is no exchange. There is no exchange. The office for exchange, they far. You have to get a taxi and leave. And you know the hardship. Huh? But these people, they accept the dollar.
You just pay the American dollar without paying with the riyal.
Let's say you need 375. You need 300 riyal. That's what you need to pay the man. And you have 100. So what do you do? Who can explain to me what needs to be done?
You give him the 100 and you get 75 back from him.
Ah, see? Say it again.
Uh-huh.
Why you get 75, not 100?
Because you have to pay him only 300
riyal. There you go. And the exchange is what? 375. You agree with the brother?
No.
See how clear it is? All right? You all fail. Nope, that's not right. Yes.
Exchange the money.
Hold on.
Exchange the money, give $100, get 375, and pay the remaining.
Ahsant. See, that's what I told you. This is what we people do. He's like, listen, man, how much the exchange? He's like, I give you the same thing at the Sarraf, 375. You're from the Hajjaj, mashallah. Because other people, they want to cheat you. They like, hey, 360. It happened with me. And they're like, hey, well, you want to take a cab for 20 riyal and go and come back and the hardship? No. Now, this person is going to say, listen, man, we give it to you for 375. So what the people usually do, they give them the $100, and then he take from it what? The 300, that's his money, and give back what? 75. The sheikh said this transaction is not valid. Why? Who can explain why?
Because it's gold to gold.
Ahsant, money for money?
Yes.
No, it's not. It's money for money, but from different types. It's okay that they can be, one can be higher than the other, but he has to get it first. So you tell him, look, exchange this for me first. Ahsant. So you give him the 100, he give you the 375. You get it first in your hand. Then give him the 300. This way you escape the riba. You see? But for some people, we look, what is this? Because we did that, and some people, they know. Some people, they know. Maybe somebody explained it to them, Allahu A'lam, and they're like, they give you the money. But other people, they give you the change. And you tell them, no, give me the whole 375. It's like, it's the same. No, just give it to me first. Okay? And then you give him enough. And they said to you, it's the same. But it's not the same. That's why we have the ulama. Right or wrong? That's why we got the scholars. We just look at it. Is it the same, the one who's looking from the keyhole and the one who's looking from the roof? Is it the same? They both looking. But what's the difference? The one from the roof, he has a view. He sees everything. But that guy, his vision is what? Limited. Now he's going to look and say, who's out there? Nobody. But then they ask the one on the road, they're like, oh, there's 10 people out there. 10 people, he's like, man, you're crazy. Why? I don't see no one. Because you're not. Your vision is limited. That's why we don't see things. But when we give it to the ulama, man, they give us a whole lot. Ayna, barakallahu feekum. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad. Ala alihi wa sallam. The adhan. Okay, finished. Now we're not finished yet, inshallah. So we'll conclude this class, inshallah ta'ala, of today. The Sheikh says, so if an amount of money of one type is exchanged for another of a different type, such, for example, exchanging Saudi paper riyals, because that's the riyal, the currency, for US dollars, or exchanging gold coins for silver coins. It's two different types. Both parties, the buyer and the seller, must be present at the time of the exchange, and payment must take place on the spot. Payment. Okay? In such a case, it is permissible to exchange one type for more of the other type. Okay? Like you get for $100, you get, for example, 300 or 400 from another money from based on the value. Okay? Similarly, if a piece of gold jewelry is sold for silver dirhams or for paper money, both the buyer and the seller must be present at the time of the transaction, and the payment must take place on the spot. The payment, not just the value of this, okay? The same applies to the selling of silver jewelry for gold coins. On the other hand, if a piece of gold or silver jewelry is sold for jewelry or money of the same type, such as in the case of selling a piece of gold for gold or a piece of silver for silver, there are two matters that should be fulfilled. First, both pieces must be equal in weight. Second, both the buyer and the seller must be present at the time of concluding the transaction, and the payment must take place on the spot. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا